ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 ಪಾದ 3 ಬಿಯದಧಿಕರಣ ನ ಬಿಯದ ಶ್ರುತೇ ಅಸ್ತಿತು ಗೌಣ್ಯ ಸಂಭವಾತ್ ಶಬ್ದಾಚ್ಚ ಸ್ಯಾಚ್ಚೈಕಸ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಶಬ್ದವತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಅಹಾನಿಹಿ ಅವ್ಯತಿರೇಕಾತ್ ಶಬ್ದೇಭ್ಯಃ ಯಾವತ್ ವಿಕಾರಂ ತು ವಿಕಾರೋ ಲೋಕವತ್. ಮಾತರಿಶ್ವಾಧಿಕರಣ ಏತೇನ ಮಾತರಿಶ್ವಾ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಃ ಅಸಂಭವಾಧಿಕರಣ ಅಸಂಭವಸ್ತು ಸತಃ ಅನುಪಪತ್ತೇ. ತೇಜೋಧಿಕರಣ ತೇಜೋತಃ ತಥಾ ಹ್ಯಾಹ ಅಬಧಿಕರಣ ಆಪಃ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಧಿಕರಣ ಪೃಥಿವಿ ಅಧಿಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಶಬ್ದಾಂತರೇಭ್ಯ ತತ್ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾನಾಧಿಕರಣ ತತ್ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾನಾದೇವ ತೂ ತಲ್ಲಿಂಗಾತ್ ಸಹ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಾಧಿಕರಣ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯೇಣ ತು ಕ್ರಮ ಅತಃ ಉಪಪದ್ಯೇತೆ. ಅಂತರಾಭಿಜ್ಞಾನಾಧಿಕರಣ ಅಂತರಾಭಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಮನಸಿ ಕ್ರಮೇಣ ತಲ್ಲಿಂಗಾದಿ ಚೇತ್ ನಾವಿಶೇಷಾತ್. ಚರಾಚರ ವ್ಯಪಾಶ್ರಯ ಅಧಿಕರಣ ಚರಾಚರ ವ್ಯಪಾಶ್ರಯಸ್ತು ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ತದ್ವ್ಯಪದೇಶ ಭಾಕ್ತತ್ತದ್ಭಾವಭಾವಿತ್ವಾತ್. ಆತ್ಮಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ನಾತ್ಮಶ್ರುತೇ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಾತ್ ಚ ತಾಭ್ಯಃ. ಜ್ಞಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ನ್ಯೋತ ಏವ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಗತ್ಯಧಿಕರಣಂ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಗತ್ಯಾಗಧೀನಾಂ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾಚೋತ್ತರಯೋಃ ನ ಅಣುಃ ಅತಃಶ್ರುತೇ ಇತಿ ಚೇತ್ ನ ಇತರ ಅಧಿಕಾರಾತ್. ಸ್ವಶಬ್ದೋನ್ಮಾನಾಭ್ಯಾಂಚ ಅವಿರೋಧಶ್ಚಂದನವತ್ ಅವಸ್ಥಿತಿ ವೈಶೇಷ್ಯತಿ ಚೇತ್ ನ ಅದ್ಯುಪಗಮಾತ್ ಧೃತಿಃ. ಗುಣಾದ್ವಾಲೋಕವತ್ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕೋ ಗಂಧವತ್ ತಥಾ ಚ ದರ್ಶಯತಿ ಪೃಥಕ್ ಉಪದೇಶಾತ್ ತದ್ಗುಣಸಾರತ್ವಾತ್ತು ತದ್ವ್ಯವದೇಶ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞವತ್. ಯಾವತ್ ಆತ್ಮಭಾವಿತ್ವಾಚ್ಚ ನ ದೋಷಃ ತದ್ದರ್ಶನಾತ್ ಪುಂಸ್ವಾಧಿವತ್ ತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಸತಃ ಅಭಿವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾತ್. ನಿತ್ಯ ಉಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಅನುಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಃ ಅನ್ಯತರ ನಿಯಮೋ ವಾ ಅನ್ಯತಾಂ. ಕರ್ತಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಕರ್ತಾ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಾರ್ಥವತ್ವಾತ್ ವಿಹಾರೋಪದೇಶಾತ್ ಉಪಾದಾನಾತ್ ವ್ಯಪದೇಶಾಚ್ಚ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯಾಂ ನ ಚೇತ್ ನಿರ್ದೇಶ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ ಉಪಲಬ್ಧಿವತ್ ಅನಿಯಮಃ ಶಕ್ತಿ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಾತ್. ಸಮಾಧ್ಯಭಾವಾಚ್ಚ ತಕ್ಷಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಯಥಾಚ ತಕ್ಷೋಭಯತಾಂ. ಪರಾಯಥಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಪರಾತು ತತ್ಸುತೇ ಕೃತ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಾಪೇಕ್ಷಸ್ತು ವಿಹಿತ ಪ್ರತಿಷಿದ್ಧ ವೈಯರ್ಥಾರ್ಥಿಭ್ಯಃ ವೈಯರ್ಥಾದಿಭ್ಯಃ. ಅಂಶಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಅಂಶೋ ನಾನಾ ವಿಪದೇಶಾತ್ ಅನ್ಯತಾ ಚಾಪಿ ದಾಶ ಕಿತವಾದಿತ್ವಂ ಅಧೀಯತ ಏಕೇ. ಮಂತ್ರವರ್ಣಾಚ ಅಪಿ ಚ ಸ್ಮರ್ಯತೆ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಾದಿವನ್ನೈವಂ ಪರಃ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ಚ. ಅನುಜ್ಞಾ ಪರಿಹಾರೌ ದೇಹ ಸಂಬಂಧಾತ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರಾದಿವತ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ 48th ಸೂತ್ರ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಪಾದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 264th ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ. ಅನುಜ್ಞಾ ಪರಿಹಾರೌ ದೇಹ ಸಂಬಂಧಾತ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರಾದಿವತ್. So in the initial three sutras, that is 43, 44, 45, Vyasacharya defined Jivatma as the Amsha of Paramatma, Amsha being a part for which the reason was given. So only when Jivatma is taken as part of Paramatma, then alone Veda and Abheda Vakyas can be properly understood. Advaita follows Abheda Shruti, ದ್ವೈತಂ ಫಾಲೋಸ್ ಭೇದ ಶ್ರುತಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಫಾಲೋಸ್ ಘಟಕ ಶ್ರುತಿ. ಅಭೇದ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸೇಜಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರುತಿ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ನಾನ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ. ಅಂಡ್ ಭೇದ ಶ್ರುತಿ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸೇಜಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ. ವೆನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಘಟಕ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್? ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಕನ್ಸಿಲಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೋತ್ ವ್ಯೂಸ್. So the Amsha Vakyam is called Ghataka Shruti or the reconciling statement. Amshatvam of Jivatma reconciles both Jivatma from Paramatma and also the non-difference of Jivatma with Paramatma. But Vyasacharya did not make it very clear what is meant by the word Amshaha. So it is apportioned part of consciousness is Amsha, or is it divided part of consciousness is Amsha. But consciousness cannot be divided, that we know. So when space itself cannot be divided, how can consciousness be divided? Therefore, there seems to be a vagueness with respect to the word Amshaha. And therefore, Vyasacharya clears it later by indicating that Amsha is not a physical part because physically consciousness cannot be divided. And we say Amsha of body, for example, because body is divisible. Home is Amsha of land. Anything niravayavam cannot have amsha, therefore it cannot be a physical part if you want to say it as part of Brahma. And Vyasacharya makes it clear, it is abhasaha. Abhasaha means reflection or pratibimba. So from Sutra 46 onwards, Vyasacharya redefines amsha as chidabhasa or chit pratibimba. And this has to be accepted because only then we will be able to explain the plurality of Jivatma. With one Paramatma, we can never explain plurality at all. But we experience plurality of Jivatma. For example, in our class, there are so many Jivatmas. And each Jivatma has his or her own personality. And not only there are worldly differences among Jivatmas, religious differences in terms of punya, papa, karmani, they are also there. So different jivatmas assembled here, but after death, they travel in different directions. So the plurality of jivatma is an irrefutable fact. Whose microphone is it? Please turn it off. Excuse me. So if you talk about Paramatma, we cannot explain the plurality of Jivatma, and therefore we have to bring in reflected consciousness or Vyavaharika Satya. This has to be understood very clearly. And this Vyavaharika Satyam is as real as the body and which is as real as the world, enjoying a parallel reality as parallel as Vyavaharika Jagat or Shariram. For that, we need a Vyavaharika Chaitanyam also. That Vyavaharika Chaitanyam is called Pratibimba Chaitanyam or Chidabhasa Chaitanyam, which is different from Paramarthika Chaitanyam, which belongs to a different order of reality. And that Paramarthika Chaitanyam is not involved in Vyavahara at all. And this Vyavaharika Chaitanyam or Pratibimba Chaitanyam or Chidabhasa Chaitanyam is called here as Jivatma. I hope you are clear. This Chidabhasa Chaitanyam is called Jivatma here, not the Paramarthika Chaitanyam. So which being Vyavaharika, it can interact, it can transact with the world. It can become Pramata, it can become Karta, it can become Bhokta. And not only that, this Chidabhasa Chaitanyam, being a reflection, it is invariably, inseparably associated with the reflecting medium, the Upadhi. Therefore, yatra yatra chidabhasaham, tatra tatra upadhihi. That sharira trayam vartate, stula sushma karna shariram. You can visualize Paramarthika Chaitanyam without sharira. But Vyavaharika Chaitanyam without Shariram is unimaginable. Upadhi without Vipadhi, Vyavaharika Chaitanyam is unimaginable. Therefore, Chidabhasa and body-mind complex are Vyavaharika Satyam, reflected consciousness, and this Vyavaharika entity can have Sambandha, can have a relationship. Paramarthika Satyam cannot have Sambandha, but this Vyavaharika Satyam, is a reflected consciousness that can have sambandha relationship. So sambandha relationship between two things enjoying same order of reality. They are all very, very clear and concise statements. Sambandha relationship is possible only between two things enjoying the same order of reality. Original consciousness and reflected consciousness cannot have sambandha, because reflected consciousness is vyavaharika saityam and original consciousness is paramarthika satyam. So reflected consciousness and reflecting medium are inseparably connected. Any reflection and reflecting media can have connection, can have sambandha. So the word amshaha means, because we are talking about amshaha, amshadhikaram. The word amshaha means we should note it is chidabhasa or reflected consciousness only. So this new meaning should entrench our mind. Because this chidabhasa in particular, or any reflection in particular, is always unique. Even the reflection of my face on a mirror is unique. The uniqueness is what? It is born out of two causes. Any reflection is born out of two causes. One is my own face, the pradibimba. The mukha pradibimba requires a mirror. And mirror alone is not enough. Original face also is required. One is father, another is can be called mother. And which is father, which is mother, you can't imagine perhaps. So you cannot imagine a reflection with mirror alone, or you cannot imagine a reflection with face alone. Both are required. So when two partners give birth to a child, the child, what it does do? It inherits the characteristics of both the parents. So the truth is what? Both parents continue to the features of the child. If that is true, because even mantras are there, ranga danga, looking at every organ of the child when the child is born. During the Jatakarma ceremony, the father says, oh, he touches each anga, each organ, and says, oh, this is like my own hand, my own leg. Mantras are there for all these. So the features are not merely confined to face alone. Some of the features of the reflecting medium are also found in the face. First is the location. And if the mirror is dull mirror, face is dull. If mirror is convex mirror, face is also convex. Distortions in the face are due to the mirror, the medium. Quality, location of mirror, they determine the characteristics of reflection. The plurality of the reflections are there. Even though the original bimbam is one, reflections are many. In the same way, the Paramatma is one, and the Jivatma borrows some of the features of Paramatma on the reflected Chidabhasa or reflected Bimba Jivatma. Extend this principle to our Jivatma now. Here, reflecting medium is the body-mind complex. And this reflecting medium is plural. And in fact, plural is not the word, but the reflecting number of Jivatmas are infinite actually, not just plural. It is vyavaharically infinite. I don't know whatever maybe the usage, vyavaharically infinite. So if the jivatmas are finite in number, the problem will be what? Whichever jivatma is liberated, it will not come back again. Each group of jivatmas will get liberated. So jivatma number will keep on coming down, and Ishvara cannot create fresh jivatmas. Why? Because replenishment of Jivatma is not possible. Fresh Jivatma cannot be added to the Srishti. Why? Because karmas will not be there to create fresh Jivatmas. So if Jivatmas are finite in number, there will be a day when the last Jivatma is liberated, and then what will happen? Bhagavan will become unemployed. So if any number of Jivatmas will get liberated, Srishti will continue, because Jivatmas are infinite in number. Jivatmas features, they belong to Paramatma, and some to the reflecting medium of body-mind complex. And which object, aspect is borrowed from Paramatma? Chetanatvam, or sentiency, or consciousness of Chidabhasa is borrowed from the chit. For this, we say that when you have the reflected sun, for example, the brightness of the reflected sun is borrowed from the original sun. It is not borrowed from the mirror, which is luminous. The luminosity of the reflected sun is borrowed from the original sun. The mirror cannot give luminosity because it does not have that feature. Similarly, body-mind complex cannot lend chetanatvam, tuchidabhasa, sentience, tuchidabhasa. It has to be taken from the chit only. Whereas all the other features other than the luminosity are lent by the body-mind complex, organs, sense organs and all that. Kartrutvam, anekatvam, parichinnatvam, bhoktrutvam, duality, do-worship, no-worship, enjoyership, localization, travel, all those. They all belong to chidabhasa and they are given to the body. Each jivatma has its own features and the entire karmakanda belongs to chidabhasa. And do not bring this when you discuss jnanakanda. All these belong to chidabhasa chaitanyam, reflected consciousness only, not to the original consciousness. And jnanakanda pursues knowledge of original consciousness. Since this chidabhasa rupa jivatma has different features, its qualifications are also different. Adhikaritvam also is different. And therefore, vidhi nisheda of karmakanda, they also will have to vary. You should not ask, I am Brahman and we are all Brahman and why cannot we all do all kinds of karmas? The moment you say you are doing karma, you are in Vyavaharika plane. If you are all Brahman, where is the need for doing karmas? But the moment you talk of doing karmas, we have become Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa Rupa Jivatma. And from Chidabhasa handle comes Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, Stri, Purusha, all Vedas. They all we have to accept from Chidabhasa handle and from that angle. Therefore, permissions and prohibitions are relevant from the point of Chidabhasa, Chidabhasa Rupa Jivatma. When I say Chidabhasa, it means Chidabhasa Rupa Jivatma. Vedanta says Tattvamasi, that you are that Paramatma. And at that time, you should not think of Chidabhasa because Chidabhasa is never identical with Paramatma. So in the Upanishad says Tattvamasi, you should not think about Chidabhasa at all because it is never identical with Paramatma. How can the reflection be identical with the original? How can Vyavaharika Satyam be identical with Paramatika Satyam? And how can the Mithya be identical with Satyam? When Shastra says you are Paramatma, we should note behind Chidabhasa at the Adhishtanam, there is its original consciousness. The original consciousness is there as Adhishtanam behind that Chidabhasa. In the mirror example, the original face and reflected face, they have got a distance. The reflection and original are physically away in the example. But in the case of consciousness, remember, Chit and Chidabhasa are not physically away. Where there is Chidabhasa, there is Chit also. Where there is Vyavaharika Chidabhasa, there is Chit inherently. These are all concepts we should understand without any doubt. Then only we can understand Vyavaharika Satyam and Paramatika Satyam clearly. Vidyaranya, he gives an example in Panchadashi. Imagine there is a wall where the general sunlight falls because of which the wall is bright. Let us take an example. He gives the example in Panchadashi. And imagine also you take a mirror and direct the reflection of the sunlight towards the wall, which is already bright with direct sunlight in one area. Let us assume. Now, how many sunlights are there on the wall? Vidyaranya says there are two sunlights. One is called the Samanya Surya Prakasha and the other is Vishesha Surya Prakasha. I cannot see the two lights distinctly. When you move the mirror, reflected patch of light is brighter. And when the brighter patch goes away, the Samanya Surya Prakasha is available. Similarly, in the Jagrat and Swapnavastha, the Samanya Chaitanyam and Vishesha Chaitanyam are there. And when you go to sleep, Vishesha Chaitanyam disappears. That is the localized patch of consciousness disappears. And what remains in Sushupti is Samanya Chaitanyam, non-individualized consciousness. So when I use the word I, in that I, Chidabhasa is there. And what is the other thing that is there? Chit also is there. Vyavaharika kale, Chidabhasa is Pradhanam. And that Jivatma is defined as Chidabhasa Pradhana Jivaha. And that dominates during Vyavaharika time, practical time. If Chit can listen to the class, for example, if Chit alone is there, it listens to the class, the advantage is what? You need not come to the class. And even if you come, you can happily sleep also. You can enjoy Sushupti Avastha when Chit is in the class. Chit will teach and Chit will listen also. In Vyavaharika plane, Chidabhasa is defined as Jiva. And Jiva is seen to be the Chidabhasa Pradhanaha. At the same time, Jivatma is Chit also, because Chidabhasa includes Chit also. Wherever there is Chidabhasa, Chit is also there. Chit is original consciousness. Jiva should not be called Chidabhasa. Jiva should be called Chidabhasa Pradhana Jiva. In short form, we call it Chidabhasa. If Shastra says Tattvamasi, and if you ask, how can I be all-pervading Paramatma? At the time of Vedanta Shravanam, Chidabhasa must be with her. And Pradhanam should be Chit. Because underneath the Chidabhasa, the Chit Amsha, otherwise called the Sakshi Amsha, is there. Sakshi Chaitanyam is there. Sakshi Pradhana Jiva should listen to Vedanta. Chidabhasa should be preferably, perhaps, left outside when you come to the class. If Chidabhasa should not be dominant, one should have Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampatti. People can ask, how can I do that? Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampatti, Vivekam, Vairagyam, all those things should be there so that mind will not listen to anything else, will not see anything else, will listen only to the lecture. So the qualifications are very important so that you can forget Chidabhasa or Ahankara or ego, or fatherhood, motherhood, studenthood, officerhood, all that. Therefore, the ego or ahankara or even relative roles of relationships are obstacles to what jnanam? Aham brahmasmi jnanam. Aham brahmasmi is impossible if you are Chidabhasa Pradhana. Vyavahara is impossible if I am not Chidabhasa Pradhana. Aham Brahmasmi is impossible if you are Chidabhasa Pradhana. Vyavaharika transactions is impossible if I am not Chidabhasa Pradhana. Therefore, do not mix Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. And Vyasacharya reconciles both. Chidabhasa Pradhana Jivatma Drishtya Vyavahara. Mahavakyam is what? Chit Pradhana Jivatma Drishtya. Therefore, do not mix up and get confused. And this is Vyasa's advice. And this is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. What is the sutra now? Anujna pariharau deha sambandhat jyotiradivat. Anujna pariharau deha sambandhat jyotiradivat. Anujna pariharau. Anujna means permission. Parihara is prohibition. Permission and prohibition. Deha sambandhat means due to association of the jivatma. That is Chidabhasa with the body. Deham, body. Jyotiradivat means as in the case of fire. Jyoti is fire, light, etc. Jyotiradivat means etc. This is the running name. Now let us see the significance of the words. Anujna parihara. It's a compound word which consists of two words. Anujna is one word. Anujna means, as I said, permission. for example, what is the permission? Rajasuya Yajna can be performed only by a Kshatriya. Agnihotra can be done only by a Grahastha. These are called Anujna. Only a Grahastha is permitted to do Agnihotra. Only a king can do Rajasuya Yajna. These are all permissions. And Parihara means prohibition. For example, Rajasuya Yajna cannot be done by a Brahmana or a Vaishya. So they are all not prohibitions. Simply Anujna means Vidhi. And Parihara means Nisheda. So Vidhi Nisheda. Anujna Parihara means Vidhi Nisheda. And this can be confusing. When I say Atma is one, we say Atma is one in Advaita, right? So if Atma is one, why should we differentiate at all? And Vyasacharya says, Atma is one, but Atma Pratibimbas are many and they are different also. Actions are done by Pratibimba and not by Bimba. Vidhinisheda given by Veda is for what? For only the Pratibimba. And Deha Sambandhat, Deha means body. Body refers to Stula Sukma Shariram. Sambandha means relationship. So it is relationship with Chidabhasa and not Chit. Chit has no relationship. This is relationship with only Chidabhasa. We are still in the Vyavaharika plane. Therefore, Varna Veda is different. All these four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Shudra, those Varnas are, Varna Vedas are different. Ashramas are different. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprasthi, Sannyasi, all those Ashrama Vedas are different. Stri, Purusha Veda, man, women, they are different. So all these one has to accept and do not argue with Karmakanda. When we will argue after partial study of Vedanta? Because people partially will study Vedanta and say, oh, Aham Brahmasmi. So where is the difference? All that one should not go that route at all. Till Jnanam, Vyavaharika Dasha has to be accepted. Karmas have to be done. So separate Karmakanda from Jnanakanda. One should not get confused between those two. Because of the body relationship, you have to accept differences. Differences one has to accept. We should not bring Jnanakanda and Vedanta when we want to talk about differences. And Jyotiradivate means as in the case of fire, etc. Adivate means etc. Here Jyoti means fire. And we have talked about in the fire in an earlier sutra, I think sutra 46, if you remember, prakashadivarnaivam paraha. There we talked about prakashadivat na evam paraha. How fire remaining same, fire is only one fire. One type of fire is considered holy, another type of considered very unholy. For example, the chitta agni, the preta agni or funeral fire. You know, that fire used to cremate a person. And that is considered unholy, inauspicious. Whereas the same fire used in Yajna, considered very auspicious. That is because of the Sambandha. Similarly, consciousness does not have any Bheda. But once it gets reflected, there is difference of Brahmana, Kshatriya, and all that thing, which one has to accept. Consciousness does not have any Bheda. Once it becomes reflected, Chidabhasa Chaitanya, there are differences. And here, if, for example, here it refers to space. Space is neither holy nor unholy by itself. Like fire also, space is also neither holy nor unholy. But when it is associated with the location, a garbhagraha, where the Lord's image is kept, there it is considered very holy and auspicious. And in the same space, when a death happens, then we associate a lot of attributes with that place. When it is death, by the very entry into the house, we think my person has to go take bath and all that thing, because you think a lot of, you know, inauspicious things have come there. You cannot say space is impure by itself. So Adipadadim, so Akashaha, originally pure, but because of association, it turns impure. Akasha turns impure, even though originally it is pure. That is what we think. Even though Akasha by itself is neither pure nor impure. Now let us go to the next sutra. Asantatehe cha avyatikaraha. Asantatehe cha avyatikaraha. 49th sutra, 3rd pada, 2nd chapter, 265th running Brahma Sutra. And here the discussion is on the special characteristics of individual Jivatma that is continued here. And now let us do as usual the general analysis of the sutra first. And Vyasacharya answers one of the main objections raised by all other systems of philosophy. And that objection is what? Atma is one according to you. Consciousness is one. And that Atma is all pervading. It is in all shariras. And you also say that there is one consciousness that pervades all bodies. And what is the charge of all the other darshanas, all the other purvapakshis? Their charge is, if sorrow and pleasure is in one individual, then simultaneously they must be experienced by all the people also, because there is only one consciousness and one Atma. So because there is only one consciousness, one Atma, the sentient vastu, then if there is sukham or dukkham with one individual, it should be experienced by everybody. When one Atma cries, all should cry. At a certain age, Dehabhimana is not there, especially among children. And the ego is not still crystallized in the children. Even though it is there, it's not crystallized like the adults. As we grow old, even ego also increases. They are not clear about their body. Children are not clear about the body and other child's body. And hence one child starts crying, other also cries. Even though they have no direct relationship and all that. If one child cries, the other child also automatically cries. These are all sympathetic crying, perhaps. With adults also we have. Then some adult cries, other adults also who are around me cry. So all other systems of philosophy, they say Advaitam is impractical and even improper. In Sankhya and Yoga systems, they say Atmas are many. And each Atma suffers and enjoys its comedy and tragedy. In Advaitam, you cannot explain the different experiences of different people with one Atma and one consciousness. That is their charge. When one Jivatma enjoys or suffers, others should also enjoy or suffer. When one Atma is liberated, everybody should be liberated together. So all problems will come if there is Advaitam. This is the charge given by the Dvaitins and Visishtadvaitins. And we repeatedly answer, but the answer they don't take into consideration. We say original consciousness only is Advaitam, whereas reflected consciousness is not Advaitam. Vyavaharika Chaitanyam is not Advaitam. It is Dvaitam. Chidabhasa Anekaha. It is Vyavaharika Satyam. Advaitam is paramarthikam. Sukha, dukkha, they are all vyabhaharikam only. Sukha and dukkha do not belong to Advaita Chaitanyam at all. They belong to Dvaita Chaitanyam. Dvaita Chaitanyam is Chidabhasa, the Pratibhimba Chaitanyam only. Therefore, how many Chidabhasa Pradana Jivatmas are there? We already told, infinite number. Chidabhasa Pradana Jivatmas are infinite. Not only it is Dvaitam, and each one is Parichinnam also. Each Chidabhasa Chaitanyam is limited. My Chidabhasa pervades only my body. Your Chidabhasa pervades only your body. Because what is the rule? The rule is the reflection is only as extensive as the reflecting medium. Whatever be the size of the mind, that all will be the extension of Chidabhasa, and my mind pervades only my body. If my mind pervades your body, I will feel your pain and pleasures also. I do not know what is happening to your body. not because of chit, but because of chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. And therefore, chidabhasas are many, and each chidabhasa is a karta, and kartas are many, bhoktas are many, and whichever chidabhasa is karta, that chidabhasa alone becomes bhokta. So it is a doer, is the enjoyer. Chidabhasa means chidabhasa pradana jiva. I'm reminding each time to understand. Chidabhasa pradana jiva. When chidabhasa is there, chit also is there. And we focus on chidabhasa, and each chidabhasa is finite, and each chidabhasa does its own karma. And each chidabhasa also enjoys its own karma pala, as of us. And each chidabhasa has to do its own karma yoga also, its own upasana also, and its own shravanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam, if you want to get liberated. So whichever chidabhasa does shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, then that alone will get mukti. Therefore, the essence of the sutra is what? Each chidabhasa is non-extensive, and therefore it does not experience the pains and pleasures of another body. Each chidabhasa is confined to its own body, and therefore it cannot experience the pleasure and pain of other bodies. Then somebody might ask a question, how do you say Aham Brahmasmi? Chidabhasa goes to the background and Chit comes to the front. When you say Aham Brahmasmi, when a Jivan Mukta says that, Chidabhasa goes to the background, Chit alone comes to the forefront. When I say I am fat, for example, I'm not fat, but when I say I'm fat, you refer to the body part. Mind is not fat, body is fat. You automatically refer to the body. The Sharira Pradhana Jiva says, I am fat. The Sharira Pradhana Jiva says, I am fat. I am happy when I say, happiness is not the property of the body. Happiness is the property of the mind. It refers to the mind part of me. When I say I am fat, it refers to the body part of me. When I say I am happy, it refers to the mind part of me. Similarly, chit drishtya, from the angle of original consciousness, aham brahma asmi. And from the point of view of chidabhasa drishtya, dasoham asmi, dasaha, dehoham. This I do without any conflict. Reconciliation is fully done by me. Then I can understand them exactly in this manner. This one should know very clearly. Until then, what one should do? One should continue to do shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam again and again and again. Now let us do the word analysis. First, let us look at the running meaning. The sutra is what? Asantatehe cha avyatikaraha. Asantatehe cha avyatikaraha. This sutra has three words. Asantatehe, cha, and avyatikaraha. Asantatehe means due to the non-extension. Non-extension, that alone is there. We have to supply of the jivatma, the chidabhasa. We have to supply those words. We have to understand the non-extension of the jivatma, the chidabhasa. And avyatikaraha cha. Vyatikaraha means mixing up. Avyatikaraha means no mixing up of what? Karma and palam. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the word. Karma and palam we have to supply. Asantatehe means non-pervasion of chidabhasa. Each chidabhasa is confined to only one body. And my sukham and dukkham will belong to me only. And your sukham and dukkham will be confined to you only. There is no question of mixing up. Vyatikaraha. Mixing up problem will come only when the sukham and dukkham, they are going to be attached to chit. Chit being all pervading, sukha and dukkha obtaining in one body will go to the chit which is all pervading, if it does. Therefore, everyone will be simultaneously experiencing sukham and dukkham. Since sukham and dukkham are never confined to chit, and sukha and dukkha are only confined to chitabhasa, vyavaharika will go to vyavaharika only, and therefore there is no issue at all. And cha is a conjunction which joins the previous sutra. Whatever we discussed in the previous sutra, that is joined here by the use of the term cha. Avyatikaraha means non-mixing up of karma phala. And there will be no confusion in that case. Now let us go to the next sutra. Abhasa eva cha. Abhasa eva cha, 50th sutra. Of third pada, second chapter, 266th running sutra. We already mentioned this sutra in an earlier sutra as an answer for that sutra. Abhasa eva cha. First, let us do the general analysis of sutra. Here, Vyasacharya gives the meaning of the word amshaha, because all this is amshadikarana, we should remember. So all the discussions are centering around the word amsha. In the beginning, Vyasacharya said, Jivatma is Amsha of Paramatma. Beginning, that's what he said. And this led to a lot of doubts, confusion. How can the partless Paramatma can have parts? Amsha is part. How can partless Paramatma can have parts? So Vyasacharya must have felt the need for clarification himself. And he says, part does not really mean part, and part means only abhasaha. That is what I said in this sutra. Part means, amsha does not mean part, but it means abhasaha. Abhasaha refers to an image. An image is called abhasaha because it appears like the original. It appears like the original. Therefore, only abhasa means an appearance also. Every reflection is an abhasa because it shines like the original. Every reflection shines like the original. So it's an abhasa. Your own shadow is an abhasa of you. Shines means one should not be bright and all. That is why in the word chaya, shadow, is used in Prashnopanishad. In the fourth Prashna, Paramevaksharam pratipadyate sayohavai tat achayam ashariram alohitam shubram aksharam vedagate yastu somya sasarvajnaha sarvo bhavati. So chaya, pratibimba, abhasaha, they all mean the same. And here Vyasacharya says, Jivatma is pratibimba of Paramatma. Therefore, whatever happens to the pratibimbam will not touch the original or the bimbam. Original is ever free. If you identify with original, you are nitya muktaha. If you identify with the reflection, you are nitya bandhaha. Bandha will be there all the time. Reflection comes in waking and dream, and the reflection resolves in sushupti or in deep sleep. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. Abhasa eva cha. Three words, abhasa plus eva plus cha. Cha means that, in fact, this is again continuing the previous sutra. Abhasaha eva. Jivatma is a reflection of Paramatma. Abhasaha means reflection. We have to supply. Jivatma is reflection of Paramatma. Paramatma here, the chit. Now let us see the significance of the words. Abhasaha eva. Jivatma is a reflection of Paramatma, the chit. And now when we look at the significance, abhasa means pratibimba, reflection. This alone has created confusion in some people. When we say Jivatma is pratibimba, how can the fake one be identical with the original one. Jivatma is said, we said is a fake one, it's all mithya and all that. How that can be identical to the original one? How can the fake claim that I am original? So when we say I am the reflection, it means I am reflection. Reflection pradana jiva from vyavaharika drishti. So if we take I, the reflection only, then Mahavakya will not be correct. Mahavakya says, Jivatma Brahmat, Paramatma Aikyam. That's what Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi. So if you say that I am the reflection, and therefore reflection cannot be original because it is reflection, this may be the doubt in some people. So when I say I am Chidabhasa only, then we should note, I am Chidabhasa Pradana from Vyavaharika Drishti. Very, 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 very important. This Vyavaharika Satyam and Paramatika Satyam only differentiate Advaitam from all other darshanas. Very important concept. And behind the Chidabhasa, the very content of Chidabhasa, Chit, that is also included in the Chidabhasa, I. And I am that Chit from Paramarthika Drishti. I am Chidabhasa from Vyavaharika Drishti. I am Chit from Paramarthika Drishti. Therefore, I can claim as Chit also from Paramarthika Drishti. Because behind the Chidabhasa, that is Chit. Let us go to the next adhikara, next slope, sutra. Adrishtaniyamat, 51st Sutra, 267th running Brahma Sutra. With the previous Sutra, Vyasacharya has said everything about Jivatma. Jivatma is a karta from Vyavaharika Drishti. Jivatma is subject to birth and death from Vyavaharika Drishti. Jivatma is Brahman from Paramarthika Drishti. So the following three sutras, they are the negation of the Sankhya Nyaya philosophy with respect to their concept of Jivatma. What is their concept of Jivatma? So what is the Jivatma according to Vedanta that has been revealed in these sutras? Jivatma is talked about by Nyaya and Sankhya philosophy that is discussed, and Vyasacharya wants to say their concept is wrong and wants to establish Vedanta. Now it is what? This section is Paramatha Khandana with offensive arguments. So if I have to refute Sankhya and Nyaya, first I have to learn their concept of Jivatma. Without that I cannot condemn anybody. Generally, we do not know what is Sankhya and Nyaya, and so we will wonder why should we at all negate what I do not know. Since the sutras occur, I have twofold task now. Let us see what they think. And we will put their false ideas and then negate all of them. This is how the approach is going to be. So here Vyasacharya criticizes more of the Nyaya Darshanam. And by extension, he criticizes Sankhya Darshanam also. So it is Nyaya Khandana Pradana. First, I will maybe briefly summarize the Nyaya approach. This is the general introduction to all the three sutras. So if I say it here, then we don't have to worry about other sutras. So the Nyaya and Vaisheshika philosophers, we have seen some of them earlier. They say that Atma is Jada. Jada Dravyam, it is an inert substance. This is the first concept regarding Jivatma. And next they say, Jada Dravya Atma is plural. This Jivatma is plural. It means there are many Jada Atmas. Jivatmas are as many as there are Atmas according to them. And Advaitin talks about only one Atma, and all the people are all sharing that Atma, something like that one can think of. It's not like part. Sharing means dividing and all that, but just I'm figuratively saying. So why not give one Atma to each Jiva? That's their question. This is the second point. And the point three is that each Jivatma is Vibhu. It's all pervading. My Jivatma pervades all of you, and your Jivatma pervades me, all that. And the fourth point is Jivatma is Sagunaha. It is capable of having attributes. These are all the Nyaya Vaisheshika's view. What are the four? జడః అనేకః విభుః అండ్ సగుణః. దిస్ ఇస్ బయోడేటా ఆఫ్ జీవాత్మ అకార్డింగ్ టు న్యాయ వైశేషిక. అండ్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు దిస్ జీవాత్మ డ్యూరింగ్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్? బికాస్ జీవాత్మ ఇస్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ ద వరల్డ్. అండ్ వెన్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ బిగిన్, వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఇస్ దాట్ ది ఆత్మ జాయిన్స్ ది మైండ్ ఆర్ కంబైన్స్ విత్ ద మైండ్. అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు తర్కశాస్త్ర మైండ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది సైజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆటమ్, పరమాణు. అండ్ దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మైండ్స్. యూ హ్యావ్ వన్ అటామిక్ మైండ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ వన్ అటామిక్ మైండ్, అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ వన్ మైండ్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ అటామిక్ సైజ్. అండ్ ద మైండ్ కంబైన్స్ విత్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఇన్ జనరల్. అండ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ కాంటాక్ట్ ద వరల్డ్ అండ్ దర్ ఈస్ అ సీరియల్ కాంటాక్ట్. ఆత్మ విత్ మైండ్, మైండ్ విత్ ఆర్గన్స్, ఆర్గన్స్ విత్ ద వరల్డ్. సో దర్ ఈస్ అ సీరీస్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్. అండ్ వెన్ ది సీరియస్ సీరియల్ కాంటాక్ట్ ఆర్ ఇంటరాక్షన్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్, certain experiences are also generated, like what? Sukham, dukham, mishram, sukha dukham together. And all the experiences like pleasures and pains are attributes or properties. This is called vyavahara. So when in sleep, no contact takes place, and hence there is no sukha anubhava, dukha anubhava, pleasure, pain and all that during sleep. So this vyavahara alone produces sukham and dukham. This pleasure and pain are attributes or properties, and they are not substances. Pleasure and pains are attributes, properties, sukham dukham, attributes, properties. They are not substances. Whereas Atma is a substance, mind is a substance, world is a substance, sense organs are substance. So by serial contacts, what is produced are sukham and dukham. And they are the properties, and they are not substance. And in Tarkashastra, they say that the properties, they exist not independently, and they have to reside in substance or the, some substance or the other. This we have seen earlier. Gunaha dravya ashritaha. Every guna property is dependent on some substance, some dravya. In fact, the very definition of guna is what? It is dependent on dravyam, substance. Knowledge or pleasure and pain, and they are dependent and have to reside on some substance, the Atma, Indriya, mind, any of them. This is very different from Vedanta. They say Atma becomes Sukhi and Dukhi. Atma has 9 properties, they say. Raga Dvesha is another property of Atma. When objects generate Sukham Dukham, I develop Raga Dvesha. All the actions developed by organs, they are all called prayatnas, prayatna. Punya papas are generated by Atma. This much info is adequate for us to understand and refute this system. I didn't enumerate all these various these things and all, that's not necessary for us. And Vyasacharya asks, you say that sukha and dukkha is generated by the mind, sense organs and all of them are finite and located. So when sukha and dukkha want to reside in Atma, it has got to be within the mind. And Vyasacharya asks, behind the mind, how many Atmas are there? Every Atma being all pervading, he asks, sukha and dukkha will go to which Atma? Because every Atma is all pervading, according to you. Therefore, there will be vetikara doshaha. This vetikara doshaha means mixing up. Mixing up means confusion. Because Atma, all Atmas are all pervading, you say. So Sukha Dukkha goes to, when it is in my mind, to which Sukha Dukkha, which Atma goes to which Atma. It will not be there in Vedanta, but you will have the problem. He is telling the Naya Vaiseshika Vilapa. So in explaining the Sukha Dukkha Anubhava, because Sukha and Dukkha can never decide which Atma it relates to. By themselves they cannot decide. Their properties, there will be confusion and there will be no vyavastha at all. For that, what the Tarka philosopher says? He tries to give some solution, some. He says, sukha and dukkha will go to specific Atma. And how this can be decided? That was the question. How this can be decided? Here he says, there is a method to decide also, he says. he says sukham and dukham, that is caused by what? Punya papas. So punyam is responsible for sukham and papam is responsible for dukham. So in whichever atma punya guna is there, sukham will rush to it. And where there is papam, where is this punya guna is not there, that problem is there, the papam will rush to it. Therefore sukham and dukham, dukham will rush to that papa. So sukham and dukham will go to a particular atma which is determined by the criterion of punya papa, or otherwise called adrishta. They have the name called adrishta because punya papa you cannot see, it is adrishta. So this Vyasacharya calls it as adrishta niyamaha. Therefore problem seems solved according to them. Then Vyasacharya asks, how is the punyam generated? Punyam has to sit on a particular atma to which sukham will go, correct? So he asks, how is the punyam generated? It is generated by the serial contact. That's why I said those concepts are important. The serial contact we talked about. Punyam also comes under guna only, or adrishtam. Adrishtam being a property, it cannot exist without a support. We said property needs a support. And therefore Vyasacharya asks, punya should reside on a substance. Tell me what is that substance in which it resides. And he says, punya is an exclusive property that can reside on atma only. Then Vyasacharya asks the question, if the generated punyam should go to a particular atma, to which atma it will go? Same question again. All the atmas being all pervading, again the same question will come. So to whichever atma, Ichha is there, desire is there. He goes on building up. To which the punya papa will go, wherever there is desire. And to that atma, sukham and dukham also will go. So desires, they decide. Punyam and papam, they decide the sukham and dukham. And Vyasacharya asks, how the desires then will be generated? Therefore, when the serial contact takes place, there is an ichha. Again, ichha is a property. Therefore, property has to rest on a dravyam, some substance. And he says, it does not rest on dravya, it has to rest on atma. And then Vyasacharya asks the question, when the ichha is generated, there are so many atmas, and to which atma that ichha will go? Same question as for every step. You can never establish which atma will have which guna at all. And all atmas being, for example, all the atmas, all the minds, and all the producer attributes, all of them. Therefore, there will be utter confusion. Whereas in Vedanta, there is Chidabhasa, and my Chidabhasa is behind my body alone. My Chidabhasa explains everything properly, and your Jivatmas do not explain anything at all. And one more argument also he gives to solve the problem is, he says, my Atma is behind mind and sense organ. That's what he says. My Atma is behind my mind and sense organ. But my atma is enclosed within my body also. There is an enclosed portion of my atma obtaining within my body. And he says, my enclosed portion of atma experiences only the pleasure and pain generated by my body. And your atma, the enclosed portion of your atma, even though your atma is also all pervading, will experience sukha and dukkha generated by the enclosed body only. That's your body. So each enclosed atma experiences the sukham and dukkham generated by the respective enclosures. There's no body. And Vyasacharya asks, how is it possible? My atma is there within my body, and at the same time within my body the enclosed portion of your atma is also there, because your atma is within my body also, because it's all pervading. Therefore that also does not solve the problem. Therefore, what do you do? Listen to me. That's what Vyasacharya says. And this is called Purva Mata Khandanam. We are going to do other things like the Ekadeshi and all. We will do it in the next class tomorrow. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedanche Tatrishtha Tasya Prakatilina Seya Parasamaheshwara.